All right, welcome. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. Time for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, featuring the longest running, best haired, best runner, most athletic, best smile host in all of Pulse history, Mr. Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. Was that a good enough description, Tom?
That's good, but you didn't catch the little curl there, you know. Oh,
listen, I did say best hair.
So all right, there you go. But thank you, Nazzy. And I'm telling you, I have so enjoyed working with you. The show's been on for 13 years. And since you've been involved the last several months, it's gotten even better. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, we want to really quickly mention your book that's available everywhere, especially locally at Gibson's Bookstore.
Yeah. So the book is called Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive, the inside story of how Delta Dental did it right. And you can get it at Gibson's. It's really all about how we were able to give back $27 million to the community in terms of premium relief, grants to dentists, and still thrive ourselves. And the thing that I want the listening audience to know is that whether this pandemic continues for another 2 years, whether there's a new pandemic, or whether the next crisis is cybercrime or something like that, the book is a great handbook. So there's a lot of vision in it, but there's a lot of stuff that you can take with you and run your company with. So, for example, all of us right now, if we're 100 or more employees, need to be dealing with the new OSHA emergency standards and the required vaccinations and testing and things like that. But even if you're a smaller employer, there's a lot of information in the book that can help you. So the last 2 weeks, I've had two wonderful guests. Former Supreme Court Chief Justice John Broderick 2 weeks ago. And then last week was Dr. Silvio Dupuy. And both of those gentlemen have been my mentors, both helped me write the book. Silvio in particular did a lot of the editing ideas for me. So those two gentlemen have helped me with the book. But I also want to share their beauty, if you will, and what they've done in New Hampshire. So it was an opportunity for me to sort of shed the light on mental health awareness when it came to Justice Broderick. And of course, with Dr. Silvio Dupuy, he's just been about everybody's mentor and sort of the whole approach of giving back to the community I learned from Silvio. So hope people get it at Gibson's.
Yeah.
You can also get it at the Bookery in Manchester. And if you insist on having a prime truck drive up your driveway, yes, you can get it on Amazon. But let me segue to this week's guest, who I did include in the book. It's Tom Walton, who has been our fitness corporate trainer at Northeast Delta Dental since 2003. So it's going on for two decades. Hard to believe, Tom, that it's been going on that long, but that we actually got acquainted with each other circa 2003.
This is correct.
So you had contacted me, you had finished up your distinguished career as a teacher at Concord High School and elsewhere, and you were starting your venture as a personal trainer. And right about that time, I was trying to get myself fit. So I said, why don't we get together? If we hit it off, then we can introduce it to the entire company, and the rest is history. You've been the wellness cheerleader for Northeast Delta Dental really since 2004, because once we got connected and I knew it could work, you came on board. And of course, we were lucky too that we had some extra space at Northeast Delta Dental, and you created a fitness center. So thank you, Tom, for keeping us well. And you are a big part of the book, actually. You're referenced in there, because one thing I often say is you can't give back to the community if you're not well yourself. And that's a point that I made in the book. There was a time early on in the pandemic when I was sitting around on Zooms and calls and emails all day long, got out of fitness and started to create Vertigo and a number of other things. And I said, you know what, I gotta get back into it. So the mantra, I guess, is if you're not well yourself, you're not gonna be able to help anybody. So anyway, so thank you. And again, you're a big part of the book. Let's get back to you. So I know you taught and you were an accomplished hockey player, but how did you end up ultimately as fitness as your career?
Well, I'll tell you. I started in education in 1971 as a high school English teacher. But all the while, sports, athletics, fitness has always been a passion. And about the fourth or fifth year I was teaching English, I looked out the window at our PE instructor, whose name is Bill Lutie,
oh, wow.
who you know quite well.
Of course.
And I said to myself, that's what I want to do. I want to be outside. I want to be moving. I want to teach physical education. So I segued into that, and fairly soon, I began to notice that the kids did not really need skills as much as they needed fitness. And so I developed a course called Health Related Fitness, and which was a combination of comprehensive health education and physical education. And by the way, there was a chapter in Arnold Schwarzenegger's Fitness for Kids that was devoted just to that class, because it was rather unique at the time. And so I've had a passion for it, really, for a long, long time. And here we are today, fitness coach at Northeast Delta Dental.
Two decades running, and we can, you're in your little office over there, and I know our employees love the way you inspire them. You have a, particularly now during the pandemic, it's a smaller following because so many of our employees are working virtually, but you have a very passionate following. And one of the things you've done for us is encourage the fitness through our daily communications for many, 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 many weeks. Tom and I put out daily emails and mine was on the strategies of the company, but I would always have a wellness component, and then Tom would end it with a more detailed wellness component. So towards that end, why do you think fitness now during the pandemic, when so many people are working virtually, why do you think that's more important than ever now in society?
Oh, it's more important than ever. And as you said, you know, if we want to give in any meaningful way to anybody, we need to be well ourselves. And with the pandemic, as well as the traditional office model, there's too much sitting. And sitting can be very, very deleterious to health. I have two clients right now who have hip flexor problems, and that can be attributed to the amount of times that they spend sitting. So it's more important than ever for not just physical health, but also for mental health, to get up and get moving. I suggest every day, a little bit every day.
In fact, one of the initiatives that you have at Northeast Delta Dental, you have what's called the Intrepid Streakers. So there's about six or seven of us that have done daily exercise for, in one case, over 1,000 straight days, and in our case, whatever, 400 or 500 straight days. And that has basically resonated with a lot of employee colleagues. Why don't you talk about your theory of, you know, doing something every day and the importance of it?
Yeah, I want to define it for our listeners, because maybe it will strike a chord. The basic reason for it is to take the decision making out of exercising. If each and every day we have to decide whether or not we're going to exercise and what we're going to do, that's just another hurdle or a stumbling block. So our intrepid streakers really have no choice. They know they're going to do something, and most of them know exactly what it is they're going to do. You, Thomas, will be at least be doing Orange Theory. I know I'll be running and or paddling and or lifting weights in the weight room. So the decision has been made to exercise each and every day. The way I have defined exercise is that it's 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes duration, and that it's dedicated exercise, not ancillary or incidental exercise. So gardening really wouldn't count. Building a brick wall wouldn't count. Even though they're extremely physical in nature, they don't count towards what how I am defining streaking. So as you said, we've had streakers going for years now, and just makes it a little easier.
And makes it some fun. We're going to circle back to that, but before the first break, I'd like you to talk a little bit about the Snow or No We Go series, really briefly, and then after the commercial, we'll continue on. But at least give us the concept of why you came up with the idea of snow or no, we're going to go. So whether it's snowshoes or spikes. So give us a minute on that, and then we'll pick it up again.
Okay. As a cross-country coach at NHTI, I wanted to keep our kids involved in running in the off season. We didn't have winter track. So I got them involved in the Granite State Snowshoe Race Series. Mm-hmm. One of our notable people, do you need to come in, Nas?
Yeah, we got a few seconds left. Finish your thought. Okay. Finish your thought. Yeah, we've got time.
One of my notable runners back then, by the way, just recently, within the last few days, just this last weekend, was on Team Spain, which is a national champion, and that's Nacho Hernando. So it's kind of neat that it's gone that far.
Yeah, I saw that, and that's great for Nacho. Well, let's do this, Nazi. Let's take a break, and then we'll get specifically into the Snow or No Go series, because it's really intriguing
how
he developed it, because one of the problems, not with downhill skiing, because they make snow, but a lot of snowshoe series and events were constantly being canceled because of lack of snow. So Tom came up with a great idea. So we'll talk about that after the break.
We'll talk about that. We'll be back right after the break on the Pulse of New Hampshire. All right, it is Nazi from the Pulse of New Hampshire, Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Mr. Tom Raffio. And this is great. We're talking to Tom Walton from NHTI. And a moment ago, Tom was talking about, you know, deciding to work out. And I decided to hit the alarm and go back to sleep rather than going to the gym. So it's kind of good we're having this segment today, guys. So take it away, gentlemen.
There we go. All right, so let's pick up on the Snow or No We Go series. So you and I like to snowshoe. My wife, Ellen, likes to snowshoe more than me. You love to snowshoe. You talked about the Nacho experience. You've done national and world events. And the local scene used to be quite thriving. But then we had a few years where, northern New England, it can be capricious in terms of snow coverage. So many, do you like that word, capricious? It just means whimsical.
The English major likes it.
There you go. So both Tom and I were English majors, but we're really secretly just jocks. The events started to, whittle away because people couldn't count on it, because you'd wake up, there's no snow, it's canceled, or it was canceled 2 days before. The day before the event, we got 6 feet of snow, whatever, but it was too late to put back on the race because you'd already canceled it. So those races put on by Chris Dunn and others started to go away. So you had, and when you think about it, it's common sense, but it's actually pretty brilliant. So your idea was, let's put on the race, and if there's not enough snow, you have an alternative. So explain the concept and explain where some of the races are.
Yes, I'd be delighted to do that. First of all, we're calling it New Hampshire Snow or No We Go Race Series. And this takes care of what you explained. This takes care of the capricious weather conditions. So no matter what, with the exception of some sort of a statewide emergency or thunder and lightning, we're going to have our race on our scheduled date on our with our scheduled time. So what we have devised is we hope that we have snow, because I'd like to think of it primarily as a snowshoe race, and because I personally enjoy it. But if, let's say, the snow is covered with rain and then it froze, which is very, very common, so that we had an ice base on the trail, then we could use running spikes. And if there was nothing on the ground, it was just plain old dirt and leaf and pine needle cover, you could run in your trail shoes. So we have two distinct divisions. We have races coming up where if snow is available, there'll be a snowshoe division or snowshoe class, and the other is no snowshoe, and that can be anything.
So give us the venues. I mean, last year when you ran the series, it was awesome. We had it at Morrell Farm. We've had different other places. I know just exactly what you said. There was a few of the races I ran with spikes, and a couple of the races I ran with snowshoes. So this year you've got a couple of venues. So tell us about the venues.
Yes, our venues this year are Canterbury Shaker Village, which I absolutely love. I've been out there the last few years, actually more than a few years. We've been there involved with the Capital Area Race Series, for 15 years or so. And that's when I first discovered it. I was working with Amanda Grapponi at Grapponi Auto. It was her race. And I said to Amanda, this is a year-round wander for recreation. So in the fall, especially with the color in the fall, but in the winter. So long story short, we now have four races, New Hampshire Snow or No, We Go series races at Canterbury Shaker Village. And we have two at Prospect Acres Obstacle Race Course in Franklin, New Hampshire. So those are our venues.
If someone goes on an NH Snow or No We Go series, is it, I know that some of the races have already occurred, more to come though. Can someone still register?
Yes. We ostensibly capped at 75, but anybody who wants to, we're not going to say no to anybody. So yes, you can continue to do that. And it's a simple Google NH Snow or No. And you'll find it right at the top. And that will take you to registration at RunReg, and follow the prompts.
There you go. And as you know, one of our goals has always been to keep runners and everybody fit during the winter before the sort of outdoor road racing series starts. So there's also the Winter Wild series. Not too long ago, I ran up Whaleback. And so that's a series you can Google as well, and you're basically run up again, different categories. You can run up with spikes, you can run up with snowshoes and down. They have different venues as well, Magic Mountain in Vermont, but also locally at Pat's Peak. And then we're putting on in later on in this month, the Hopkinton Winter Race Series. So there's three races, you know, out of Hopkinton and out and back. That is actually on the roads. That is road racing. But we thought that give people, you know, three races to tune themselves up. And then as well, those of you that are planning to run a marathon, whether it's Boston in April or others in April, there's something called the Northeast Delta Dental Boston Prep 16-miler out of Derry. And so the whole point of this is there's plenty to do to, if you want to stay in shape for the road racing season starting in the spring, which will, before you know it, Tom, it'll be the Capital Area Race Series, which you made a broad reference to. And this year, we're starting with the SEA race, the Gilmanton race, will not occur again this year. But we have 8 races. So I think it's just really, it's really cool. So I guess my question is, does the fun ever stop?
Well, no, the fun never stops. And it's all about attitude, I think, is bringing fun to your life. And this is one way to do it. And what we have done, Tom, what you and Ellen and I and others have done, is to offer opportunity for people to recreate. And I like to say it this way, to recreate. So in recreating, we recreate ourselves every time we work out or every time we go. And again, the viewer or the listener might say, well, what's in it for me? I'm the most totally unathletic person in the world. Well, there's a lot of it in for you. And all you have to do is go to one of these races sometime. It's not for the super competitive necessarily or only, but it's for everyone. It is for every person who...
Exactly. The camaraderie, you'll be hooked. Yeah. And if, as Tom just said, if you're an elite runner, there's all sorts of competition and timing and everything. If you want to be a participant and enjoy the fun, you'll also be professionally timed. You'll line up right next to the elite runners. But you do your own thing and you feel just as good at the end. So I think that's what these series are all about. Again, New Hampshire Snow or No We Go series, Winter Wild, the Hoppington Winter Race. So why do you think it's important for a corporation like Northeast Delta Dental to be a role model, in sponsoring community wellness events? And as you know, I try to make as many as I can. Why is that role modeling as a corporation so important?
For the same reason that you brought the fitness center and a comprehensive wellness program to Northeast Delta Dental, that extending these opportunities to the general public makes for a happier place, makes for a happier Concord, makes for a happier New Hampshire. I would like to see Concord named as fitness capital of New England. And it's not far-fetched. And for Northeast Delta Dental to have their name attached to that is such a positive thing. Again, oral health and physical health and mental, it's all interrelated.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Above the neck health, overall fitness, mental health, oral health, it's all about feeling good about yourself. And there's all sorts of now science behind this. There's a great new book by Harvard professor Lieberman, which basically demonstrates that if you, he graphs it out, it's very clear. If you work out and stay fit, you'll live a longer, happier life. It was common sense. It's obvious. We know that intuitively. There's now all sorts of science and data around it. And so, Tom, thank you for what you've done to be a role model for the community, for the Concord, for the state, as well as for Northeast Delta Dental. And happy to partner with you. And I hope we have another 20 years in us to keep it going so the new generation, you know, youngsters like Nazi can take it over.
Yep.
Thanks for calling me young. I appreciate that. And hopefully our youngsters can keep up with you guys. You guys both have more energy than some of the young people. So
thank you, Tom Walton. And again, for the listening audience, New Hampshire Snow or No We Go or Winter Wild or the Hoppington Winter Race Series. Tom Walton, thank you for what you do for all of us, for what I call population health. Nazi, take it away.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much. And we'll talk to you next time on Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire.